Good morning, everyone. We're relying on you on this Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. It is December 24th, and we're getting weather reports from people around the country. If you're on the road, if you're over the river and through the woods, headed to grandmother's house, or if grandmother's headed to you, text SNOW to 69866 and tell us what it's like in your neck of the woods, and we'll post it at thetakeaway.org, or just call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Weather is a story for a lot of the nation's travelers. It's certainly the case in Southern California, where there's been record flooding all week, and in Orange County, where there's been millions of dollars of damages. There's expected to be more storms today. A state of emergency was declared in 9 counties in Southern California, including Los Angeles, Orange, and Santa Barbara. Meanwhile, holiday travelers in the Midwest are braced for snow and ice today. It's expected to deliver a rare white Christmas to Nashville and possibly even Atlanta before rolling into the Northeast. So a weather report this morning from listener Marvin Norwood in Atlanta, Georgia, who listens to us on WCLK. Good morning, Marvin.
Good morning.
So are you going to get snow or that wretched Atlanta ice that we've grown so used to, Marvin?
I think it's going to end up a little ice, and it's not going to quite snow. I mean, there's about a 70% chance, but it's still cold enough, that's for sure.
That's and cold enough so that it even, I guess the only warmth you have there in Atlanta is knowing that the Falcons are doing pretty well for the playoffs.
You got that right. Well, even though I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, but I enjoy a winner any place I go.
So. Poor Marvin, Cleveland Browns fan in Atlanta, and it's icing today.
I take some rising down here.
Yeah, you could use some coal in your stocking to warm up your house there. What are you expect to shovel your driveway, or is it mostly just going to be a dusting?
I think it's just going to be a dusting, except we'll get a little bit north closer to Tennessee. It's going to snow up there, definitely.
Yeah, well, we're going to speak with someone who actually left Tennessee and missed out on a white Christmas in a moment. But do you have a word of advice for someone in the colder part of the country, say Minneapolis, Marvin, before we go?
Good luck up there.
Marvin Norwood.
If I was you, I would try to spend your Christmas down here a little closer to the south. Unfortunately, me and my family, we're on our way to the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee to go enjoy a little bit of snow.
All right, well, you're going to see some real snow then. Marvin Norwood from Atlanta, Georgia, listening to The Takeaway at WCLK in Atlanta on his way to the real snow in the Smoky Mountains. Thanks, Marvin. Tim Springer, did you hear that advice?
Yeah.
Tim Springer's from Minneapolis, listens to The Takeaway on WFAI. Tim, I want to remind our listeners, you spoke with us a little while back when there was a real serious snowstorm there in Minnesota, and you did this.
And at the hardware store, I bought 2 extra shovels to give away to motorists without shovels. I gave away both shovels within the first half block, and I still had to shovel out 3 more people before I finally got home.
Tim Springer, we talked about that all day, the guy handing out free shovels in Minneapolis. So what motivated you to do that?
Well, I have some rental properties where I do all the shoveling myself, and I do not own a car, so I get around on foot. And during the blizzard of December 11, the snow was so deep that there were cars stuck everywhere. And if you're traveling on foot with a shovel over your shoulder, you have to stop and shovel so many people. And I thought, if I have some shovels to give away, it's a way for me to buy myself a little bit of freedom, and I could get home without having to shovel so many people out myself.
The happy landlord, Tim Springer, there in the Twin Cities. What's the weather report like there today?
Well, it's snowing again. I don't know what the official number is, but it looks like it's about 6 inches so far. It's still coming down, but the Midtown Greenway, our busiest bikeway, is plowed, so that means I'll have mobility on my bicycle in Minneapolis today, which is excellent.
Biking in the snow. Tim Springer, Merry Christmas to you.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Tim Springer from the Twin Cities listens at KFAI to The Takeaway. And joining us now from southwestern Massachusetts is Hillary Craiglow. But you're normally based in Nashville, Tennessee, right, Hillary?
That's right, John.
We should disclose to all of our listeners that Hillary Craiglow, when she listens to this program, it's on a live stream. But even more important than that, you're my sister-in-law.
That's right. Happy Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve, and I'll be on the road headed up to visit you and the rest of the gang. Everybody doing well up there?
Oh, yeah. We're all excited.
Well, the reason I wanted to put you on the radio is this is a bit of history. You actually left behind a white Christmas to go to a white Christmas, and if I'm not mistaken, you're not a fan of snow in either place.
I'm not a fan of cold. I would say if it's going to be cold, might as well be snowing. We've had two snow days this year already in Nashville. And, yeah, we left coming up here assuming we'd have a nice ski trip. Ava, my daughter, is looking forward to skiing for the first time, and we hope we get some snow here.
Yeah, well, we've got snow on the ground in Massachusetts, but we haven't had any new snow, so maybe
there's definitely snow on the ground. It looks like a white Christmas. I think you could call it that.
So you were covered in either place. The place you left had a white Christmas. The place you were headed to had a white Christmas. You totally did this smart.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
You know,
I
have to say, I know you're a fan of the program and have been supportive to us here at The Takeaway, but you got to feel a little cynical about the mainstream media, right? Because I didn't call you once during the horrible flooding in Nashville, which was the biggest story of 2010, right?
That's right. All of Nashville felt a little neglected by the national media. There was a little oil leak going on at the same time, so all is forgiven at this point.
Well, we did a few stories from Nashville. We didn't call you, but I'm happy to get on the phone and talk Christmas weather since you're up at our place in southern Massachusetts. I want to express to you and all the people of Nashville our sincere apologies for all of that.
Oh, well, I'm not sure I can accept on their behalf, but we appreciate it.
So, Hillary, finally, just give us a sense of, since I am headed up there, any sign of Santa or Christmas elves or anything along the skies there?
I think we're prepared. We've done everything we can. We've baked the cookies. We're ready to put out for Santa. The tree is here, ready to be lit and decorated. I'd say we're in a good position to have Santa come visit.
All right, so a little history there for my sister-in-law, Hillary Craiglow, from Nashville, Tennessee, who left a white Christmas and actually is spending a white Christmas in southwestern Massachusetts. I'll see you in a couple of hours, Hillary.
All right, see you soon.
Say hi to the rest of the gang.
We
also talked with Marvin Norwood from Atlanta, Georgia, and Tim Springer in the Twin Cities. Weather reports from our listeners on this Christmas Eve 2010.
God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.